Greetings, you know how I am because you're here and you are incredible because you have decided to learn and to listen into this series that has been immense, right? Starting from Nikola Tesla to Abraham Lincoln, Albert Einstein, Area 51, remote viewing North Pole, remote viewing Grand Canyon. It's been epic, hasn't it been? So wow, what an honor to be here now. I didn't know this then that, you know, reading our re most recent book, The North Pole Chronicles. You know how it all happens divinely with us. I didn't know we were reading these, right? So the both the diary of Richard E. Byrd, and then also Olaf, who I think fell in love with. I love him. He was so awesome, such a kind heart. That we were going to go to North Pole, and that somehow this was going to lead us into World War II, and then Adolf Hitler, to figure out what really happened there. So it's been incredible because along the way, you know how you work with the divine when you're flowing and glowing with the divine light, that everything just kind of falls into divine fruition and divine flow. And I am excited for what's to come forth. You see my books down here. I have three boxes full of books right now. Oh wow, I am, yeah, this is, we're looking at a long time of speaking here. But what's really amazing is that since I just spoke of General Byrd, right, who traveled to the North Pole, and we covered, was it like seven episodes on that, the inner earth, right? Look at what we found at the bookstore. General Byrd's wife, her diary, her 6 months in the Sandwich Islands, she calls it, which I think is Hawaii. So a diary and of. So we'll be talking about that at some point, where she's talking about the Hawaiian Islands, and that's her there. And you know, it's all basically written in her notes and what she's experiencing by the discovery of the Hawaiian Islands. And they call it the Sandwich Islands then. I thought that was pretty cool. I had to show that to you guys. Exciting. And her name was Isabella L. Byrd. I had to show you that since we are, this series that we currently are about to enter really began from, you know, General Byrd's and Olaf's information. So thanking them, and amazing that we found his wife's diary. Yeah. Okay, so a couple other things. There's too many books to show you that I found. But I will show you know, this is another one, The Voyage of Magellan, the Journal of Antonio Pigafetta, and this is a man who looked to travel the whole world, translated by, they say who was translated by, but old book again, all these old books there, and it goes in like it talk. He's talking about the world and what it's like from his time space, in I think Portuguese, and then it's translated all in English for us. So we don't even have to do any translations. How epic is this? And this is a cool map. This is him, his travels in the world. Remember this map? We talked about it in one of the Antarctica Tartaria series. So I'm going to show you that with the angels. That's exciting. So we have word per word of what his travels were. Now, I want to thank the Blue Book that has been huge for us too, right? I have videos and documentation to show you guys, but before that, I want to show you some of the books that we're going to be referencing to understand. So one of the first ones here is that the history of modern Europe, but not quite modern. It might be calling it modern then, but it's 1905 basically. 1905. Okay? So it goes into the history of Germany, Russia, Europe, the Netherlands. It's pretty epic. 30 Years, War and Peace of Westphalia. So it goes into the history of all that we have forgotten, that you know that they removed. I am very, very excited. His daughter will be talking today. I'll be going in channel just briefly, but there's a lot of data to go into it, and she'll be coming and speaking. Adolf Hitler's daughter, to from the eyes of a child and also grown up, because she did leave. All I can tell you is that they did not die. She stayed alive and she left somewhere with him, which we'll go into. We also have the maps that we're going to be talking about. Yeah, it is. Ooh, wait, if I just start looking at this, I'll get kind of. It is quite epic. Yeah, like they have all these timelines that are just so accurate. Like, this is the houses of Romanov. Is that the Romanov family? You guys, I know. I'm just teasing you guys. It's for real. It's real here. So 1905, I mean, there's maps here. I have a little puppy here. Here are maps, a little maps here. Maps, number one, Europe during the Reformation. What is the Reformation? Number two, so let's look at the map during Reformation. So does that mean that they were splitting up into like different names? Looks like it, right? So then it's a whole list. We'll look at that later. The Netherlands at the truce of 1609. What happened in 1609? Germany at the commencement of 30 Years' War. Wow, that's a long time. England and Wales, January 1st, 1643. So they're talking about some of the other resets, aren't they? I mean, we're 1600 wars. Why do they call World War I and World War II if there's obviously been wars before that? Right? And that's World War I, more like they started indoctrinating the school system and what they were going to teach us and try to program into us. Then there's number five, Western Europe, showing the principal changes affected by the treaties of Utrecht and Rastatt. That's 1713 to 14. And then another map is Europe illustrating wars of Charles X1 XII. What is that? Is that seven or something? And Peter the Great. And then there's seven, Europe at the time of the greatest expansion of Napoleon's power, 1812.
The XII would be 12.
12. Okay. Europe after the Congress at Vienna and the Balkan Peninsula in the year of 1881. So it's going through, basically, we're looking at the wars, the ones that have been erased. You know, this book here, pretty epic, the history of modern Europe. All right. I mean, y'all could go see if you find any online and see what you can find. So that is a good understanding to what we're going to go into. And then we have Adolf Hitler, Volume 1 and Volume 2. Volume 1 and Volume 2. Okay. So we're going into Germany, Poland, Germany between wars. Again, an explanation to the actual wars. And so yeah, I found data once more, you all, pretty incredible. So Hitler's secret conversation, 1941 to 1944. It says, this is what this one says here. It says, grateful acknowledgement is made for permission to quote portions from the following. The young Hitler I knew by August, so we're going to hear his real stories through this. The young Hitler, 1954, it was copyrighted, but and then Hitler's Secret Conversations, The Testament of Adolf Hitler, Hitler's interpreter. The beginning was the war word. I mean, we'll see how many episodes are here. No, but we'll read it. We'll read it ahead, and then we'll highlight them for you and see what we wanna go into because there's a lot, right? And we're gonna find those. We're going to the speeches and read it from his own words, like what he was saying, because we know that when people try to translate or the government, the Illuminati, the dark aliens, they're gonna switch things around on you. I mean, this is pretty cool. I mean, it has him as a baby. yeah, so we'll go more into that. I just want to show you these books that I found. We got that, and then it's just crazy because if you think about it, they delete everything. I was just on TikTok. If you guys go on TikTok and type in Hitler, boom, nothing pops up for you. Nothing will pop up for you. You have to really kind of be discreet. Type in World War II. Automatically, why did they hate him so much? And why did they delete so much? So we're gonna get the truth through the series. And I'm pretty excited about it because I feel that it's completely what we've been taught, at least in America, so I can't speak for other countries, has actually been, to be honest, completely false. Yeah. So we have the data here for you all. You can't fight the data. We'll go into it. And then we'll also be heart discerning because, some of these people wrote them. We don't know how, their point of view. We'll be viewing from their point of view. So we'll read it and we'll feel it out and sketch map of West and Central Berlin. And we know what happened with Berlin, the Berlin Wall.